All right, let's dive into this super smart TV thing. First thing that jumps out, the sheer scale is kind of mind-blowing. Over 5,500 channels from 150 countries. That's wild.
Yeah, it's really unlike anything else out there. It's not even just about having more than, say, your cable package. It's the kind of access this opens up, like a global library right at your fingertips. Imagine someone who's in to mention a few specific niche interests based on the listener's known interests. The documentaries they could find, the international films, even stuff so niche most folks wouldn't even know it exists.
I'm already feeling less overwhelmed by having to jump between a million apps.
Yeah.
Having it all in one place would be amazing. But, okay, 5,500 channels, how do you even start? Wouldn't you just get lost?
That's the big question, right? And it's interesting. Super Smart TV seems to know that. It's not like they just dump you in with all these options. They're working on ways to make it make sense for each person to find what you want. But we'll get into that. I think what's so cool right now, just thinking about it, is the potential for cultural exchange, don't you think?
Totally. That's what's so exciting to me. It's not just what some algorithm or, you know, cable exec thinks is popular. This could let people connect with different cultures, totally different ways of seeing things, all from around the world.
Exactly. It's like that idea of the global village, but actually happening in your living room. Imagine watching a documentary, say, about the Amazon rainforest, then switching to a live news broadcast from Tokyo. Yeah. That kind of exposure, it could really change how we understand the world around us.
And it's not just TV, right? Super Smart TV is going all in on podcasts, too. Get this. A library of over 150 million podcasts. 150 million.
It's almost impossible to wrap your head around that much audio. But yeah, what I find really interesting is it's not just the number, it's the variety. Independent creators, niche topics, experts you'd never even know existed.
Right.
Imagine someone could dive deep into a podcast about mention a specific interest based on the listener's known interests and find voices, perspectives they'd never get on regular radio, or even those curated playlists. It's a whole different world of audio.
It's like that feeling of browsing a huge library, coming across some hidden gem you weren't even looking for. And it keeps going. They've got over 20,000 internet radio stations, too. That takes me back to messing around with an old radio, just spinning the dial, never knowing what you'd find.
That's what's cool, that element of surprise. But it also taps into something kind of basic, you know, that need to connect with something. Imagine you could tune into a local station from your hometown, no matter where you are in the world.
Like a little piece of home, wherever you go.
Exactly. But, okay, Super Smart TV isn't just about, like, escaping into entertainment. They've got news covered, too, which is essential these days.
Makes sense with everything happening so fast.
And they're serious about it. 3,000 newspaper articles updated every 4 hours. That's commitment. I think it shows how we consume news is changing. It's not just sitting down for the 6 p.m. broadcast anymore.
It's way more about finding different sides to a story, digging into what matters to you personally.
You got it. Especially now when we're just bombarded with information all the time. Having all those sources, it just feels more valuable, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
It's about giving the viewer control to curate their own experience. Someone could be reading an article about something happening and flip right over to a live news channel from that location to see it firsthand. That kind of context, you don't get that from traditional media.
Like having a personalized newsroom tailored just for you. But get this, Super Smart TV isn't stopping at just gathering up existing stuff. They're working on brand new features. And some of it is really mind-blowing.
Now, this is where it gets interesting. They're not content with just being a platform. They're trying to change how we use media, how we experience it even.
I'll admit, I'm pretty geeking out about some of these upcoming features. Imagine this, watching a movie in another language, but you don't even need to glance at the subtitles.
Yeah, with Super Smart TV's new closed captioning, you might not have to. They're launching it in over 50 languages, but here's the wild part. You can have those captions read aloud in your language.
Okay, now that's a game changer. I love foreign films, but sometimes, yeah, the subtitles just don't cut it.
It'd be like having a translator right there with you as you watch. And it's bigger than just entertainment, right? Think about learning a new language, watch documentaries, get real-time translations. Or for folks with hearing difficulties, having those captions spoken aloud could be huge.
The way tech can break down those barriers is really something. And that's not even all. QR codes on live TV. Super Smart TV's going there.
Sounds kind of out there, I know, but think about it. You're watching a cooking show, and boom, a QR code pops up. Download the recipe right to your phone. or a documentary, maybe about some historical event, the QR code takes you to archives, interactive Macs.
It's not passive anymore. It's like you're really in it.
Exactly. Plus, huge possibilities for advertisers, content creators, see a product you like, donate to a cause right then and there from your couch.
Blurs the lines between online, offline, the way we live now. And speaking of which, remember how SuperSmart TV wants to be your hub for all things entertainment? They're taking it up a notch with this SuperSmart TV Go app.
Makes total sense, right? We're on the move. We want to take our stuff with us.
Exactly. So this app, you can pick up right where you left off on a show, download podcasts, listen offline, even live news, radio, all from anywhere.
It does paint a picture, doesn't it? The future of media, everything's connected, accessible, no matter where you are. Kind of a lot to process.
It really is. From the global channels to these brand new features, how it's designed around the user. SuperSmart TV wants to change how we think about entertainment, how we get our information. It's been pretty fascinating taking this deep dive, seeing what it could mean down the line.
Makes you wonder what else they'll come up with. What will our screens even be like in a few years? How will we experience, well, everything?
That's a deep dive for another day. Hopefully this one's giving you a taste of what SuperSmart TV is all about, got you thinking about where all this media stuff is headed. If you're ready to try it out yourself, check out SuperSmart TV. Let us know your thoughts. Until next time, happy watching.